Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Merrick Pet Care.
I have the two cutest little dogs, Penelope and Winston. And I have to tell you, it feels like I have four children instead of two. They're super needy, but they are my little love bugs. And Winston and Penelope literally make me feel so loved, unconditionally loved. And every night when I go to sleep, I put the kids down and I get into my bed and I want to watch my show. The way they cuddle up to me, I can be alone by myself or Brian is laying next to me, but they always make me feel safe. They always make me just not feel lonely. I absolutely love the love they give me.
I love that. Well, and that's why what you feed them is so important. So Merrick Pet Care, founded in Hereford, Texas, Merrick has been crafting high quality dog food for over 30 years. Real is Merrick's recipes, so they always use deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient.
Merrick crafts real ingredients into home-style recipes like real Texas beef and sweet potato, or Grammy's pot pie.
Check out Merrick online or in your local pet store and look for their new packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it.
What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bella's Podcast.
That's right. It's our second episode.
Mm-hmm. And on today's show, we are going to open up about my retirement.
And getting ready for WrestleMania.
We'll be debating on whether you should kiss on the first date.
Or make them earn it.
Whatever, Brie. And we are going to kill the rumor about whether or not we're returning to Total Divas.
Plus, my husband, Brian, aka WWE Champion Daniel Bryan, is hosting another edition of everyone's favorite game show,
Bella Brains. And of course, we're going to be answering a question from the Bella Army.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah, girl. What up, everyone? I'm Nicole.
And I'm Brie, and this is the Bella's Podcast.
That is right. And we're back, baby. And last week, can I just say, we hit number one on iTunes.
I mean, number freaking one, you guys. I honestly can't believe it.
But Brie, we topped the charts. Like, I'm kind of feeling like Beyonce right now in a way.
I know. And we all know you love being on top. So we're super excited. And
well,
I just
want
to say,
mean?
Thank you, Bella Army. Honestly, it's because of all of you. And you guys, seeing our Twitter and our Instagram comments, we feel like we just all relate in a way. I knew I had more sisters and brothers out there.
And that's why we kick off every episode by opening up.
All right, my favorite part. Let's pop that bottle.
Actually, you should be making the same sound and joining us.
I know.
Because as you know, we always love playing our fun little drinking game. If Brie says you know, or if we say like, or amazing, or totally, you better drink.
Okay, well, I'm totally drinking right now.
All right, everyone. So we just opened up a beautiful bottle of Reserve Chardonnay, Bella Radici, one of our faves. So buttery nice. And now we are going to open up about my retirement.
So, Nikki, can we please talk? Because 50 Cent tweeted you, very upset. You were all over ESPN. And the same day that you...
Don't forget Fox, okay? I hit all the sports headlines.
Okay, all the big ones. And the day that you or Total Bellas announced your retirement was the same day Rob Gronkowski.
So we'll probably have to Bella bring that question. Just call him Gronk because you said his last name wrong.
Gronkowski?
Gronkowski. You're forgetting the K.
Gronkowski?
Yeah.
Could you imagine being a teacher having to say his name? I feel
no,
so bad.
That's crazy.
And also Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
But yet 50 Cent was upset about you.
That's right, girl. He likes some Nikki Bella
in
his
life. Yeah,
we need
a toast to that.
Yeah, that was, I will admit, I was not expecting as much noise that came from that on the retirement. It was weird, I guess. It's funny because I got so many, like, gratitude text messages and tweets, and I almost felt like as if I was, like, 70 years old and that was it for me. Like, I need to go retire somewhere, like, move to Southern Florida or something. Like, I was like, wait, okay, you guys, let's use this retirement word a little different, you know, but it was crazy, like just these headlines everywhere and everyone talking about it. Cause when I look back at Total Bellas and when I had mentioned all that, like people don't, I think, realize the buildup I had to why I announced that was when I came back to wrestle for our Evolution storyline. You know, the thing that we never got to tell on Total Bellas was it was really hard on me because of having a breakup. I felt like I went back way too soon. And every week I was so depressed and miserable. And every time I entered that arena, like I had to force a smile on my face because I was just so sad because the person that was the love of my life, like that was our home. That's where we started. And I actually was kind of happy when you and I became heels because then I didn't have to put that forced smile on my face. I could just look like a bitch. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I will tell everyone, she cried every time we left the building.
Every time.
She did.
And so with having that comeback, with filming Total Bellas, running three companies, and then literally fighting Ronda Rousey and beating up my body, I just remember when we were all sitting there, and then it was our 35th birthday, and I just was like, I'm done. Like, I started thinking of my health and my age and, like, I need to put more focus in my companies. And that's honestly, you guys, what made me want to retire. Now, this is the thing about WWE, though. Like, the doors are truly never closed.
Well, but this is my thing. Retirement's a really big word, Nicole. That's what you have to understand.
And well, thank you, Brie. I read the headlines. I didn't realize it. Or I think I would have maybe said some words a little differently. Yeah, but that's part of being a reality star.
I've never seen someone retire from a company and then be like, no, not really. Like, I'm just burnt out. Everyone gets burnt out.
Well, you're right.
And that's the word you use, burnt out.
Okay, well, so retired. I am retired. I'm currently, the jersey's hung up, the snapback, the kicks are put away. I just feel like right now is my time to see what I can grow Nikki Bella into and where else she can go. What, you know, how far can she grow her companies? Like, I want Nikki Bella to be on the cover of Forbes.
There you go, girl. And
so then 50 Cent can Facebook about that with a smiley face.
Yeah, you know he will. We love you,
We got to turn 50's frown upside down.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. But this is what I feel is... It was, you were shocked and I was shocked because I woke up the next day too with a bunch of text messages. It went a lot bigger than what we realized. And I think that was very overwhelming to you. But look at me. I came out of retirement, I think twice. And I think I'm back retired.
Yeah, twice though.
So you could always come out of retirement. But I think people do want to hear. Like it was crazy. It was a big storm, but nothing was really confirmed. So you have to confirm it for people.
I do. Okay, so yes, you everyone. I am retired. Right now, I feel like I need to prioritize my life. And right now, my companies, Bella Radici, Birdie B, and Nicole and Breezy, they're number one, as well as this podcast, because I love connecting with you guys through my life. So I can't connect with you guys in the ring. I can't connect with you on TV, but I can connect with you with this podcast. And that's prioritizing where my fans are still first. But I'm thinking of my life in a different way. And I'm 35 and that's how I want to think of it. Yeah. So yes, I am retired. But if Stephanie McMahon was to call me out, you're damn right I get back in that ring and I take my boss on.
Yeah.
She is one woman that I mean.
You like
I
would to fight?
Oh my gosh. I throw my snapback and jersey on so quick I'd probably forget to put on my panties and I'd run out there and I'd fight her.
Well, you know what I love is my sister means my sister envies me because I have fought Stephanie McMahon.
I knew she was gonna say that. Yeah, so but it was a great match.
There's a little part of you in there that's jealous of me. This is always something.
It has nothing to do with jealousy. Let's go back to my retirement.
Always.
Because you've already had two retirement parties.
Damn.
Don't try to steal my one, okay? I didn't get the WrestleMania match where my sister came down in a neck brace doing the yes chant for her retirement.
Well, because I wasn't burnt out. I was actually retiring. You were burnt out and you told everyone you were retiring. There's a difference. And for everyone listening, you might be burnt out at times, but that means go on vacation. Don't retire.
Well, what's vacation? Because I don't think I ever get vacation days.
We should have asked. Instead of saying, I'm done.
Damn it. Lesson learned, everyone. When you're burnt out, go on vacation. My don't sister, claim retirement.
But can I just say, this is so my sister's personality. Everything is so extreme. The way she shops, the way she buys wine, the way she does things in her life. I mean, she's literally building a house next door to me, and it's twice the size of my own. I'm like, you don't even have a family yet.
One day. I have ovaries and I have a lot of eggs stored up in here. So one day babies will fill that up, whether it's in my imagination or they're real. I don't even know yet. So, you know, Bree, speaking of me stepping out of the ring fully, let's actually talk about the wrestling ring. It's WrestleMania week. Like, how crazy is that?
I mean, so exciting.
This is the one thing that I love about WrestleMania is not only is it our fans from all 50 states, but it's fans from 60 other countries that come. So it's like you just have like the whole family. It's, you know what it is? It's like Christmas. It's like Thanksgiving, that one time a year where everyone from all over flies in and we're all together as one big family. And I can't wait for like fan access to kick off. And I'm going to shout out to the Bella Army real quick, because wherever you guys go, you're always fully decked out in Bella Army gear.
Love
and
it.
Bree and I will be too this week for WrestleMania. So let's get all our Bella Army picks, because Evolution, you guys showed up. You're amazing. And I can't wait to see what you're all going to look like for this WrestleMania week. I've already seen some of the photos of the blinged out Fearless hats. You guys all rock.
Yeah.
They're looking good.
The one thing I love about WrestleMania, it's the one year where I can go shopping and spend like $2,000 and my husband doesn't care. Because I'm like, well, for Mania, you know, I have like 6 appearances and all that.
Because Hall of Fame is like prom.
Yeah, and I have a frugal husband.
I mean, we're honoring
husband.
Legends. Very frugal.
Yeah,
we're going to have to
so
get
like,
to that on a
awesome.
Whole nother
I'm
podcast.
I'm like, here we go, WrestleMania season. Sorry, I have to go to Nordstrom's and spend $2,000. And he's always like, that's fine, I get it.
And let's just say, not only is it amazing, I have to say, we're back in New York City. You know, WrestleMania started, MSG, there's so much history here, heart, but the women are main eventing. What? So wait, another cheers right here. It's a girl power kind of week.
Yes, it is. And I have to say, this is my thing. Ronda Rousey brings a lot to the women's division. She does. But I don't believe it's because of Ronda Rousey's name why the women are main eventing. I think for many, many years, and I'm saying we go back decades, this road to main eventing WrestleMania started. And it has been from so many different women contributing their characters, their skills.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you guys, the fact that these three women get a main event is because of all the women who've put in their blood, sweat, and tears to our business. So our toast is to all the women who
That's
have been
right.
dying to see this moment happen, who gave something to wrestling.
Yeah, because it's not like one woman built Rome.
No. All right, I love talking about all these women fighting this Sunday at WrestleMania, but let's talk about the Bella fight that's about to happen right now for matchup of the week.
Bring it on.
Okay, you guys, just because we're identical twins doesn't mean we see identically.
No, gosh, Brie, that doesn't. And that's why every week we are going to duke it out and debate on a topic we disagree on.
Yes, and then we'll leave it up to you, our listeners, to vote on Instagram who won the debate.
Me.
Well, actually, Nicole, we don't even have to fight about it because we have cold hard data from last week's episode.
Great, so that people should have one night stand sober.
No, actually drunk.
Sober.
Did you actually see the polls? Because the rest of the world agrees with me that one night stands should be drunk.
First of all, on my IG, you barely won.
Barely by like, you mean over 20%?
No. Like
yes.
By 10%.
No, it was over 20%. And on my IG, I won by over 50%.
Okay, great. Well, you know what? I guess I'm just going to have to redeem myself because I'm about to kick your ass in this debate.
I'd love to see that happen. But today's debate topic is, should you kiss on the first date or not? Yay or nay?
To kiss or not to kiss? That is a good question.
And just to remind all of you, we each have 30 seconds to make an opening statement, and then we'll have 2 minutes on the clock for a free-for-all.
Yes. And you know what? I have to say, I've been thinking about this topic a lot lately because of my current status. So I'm going to go first.
All right, Nicole. I'm going to put 30 seconds up. You ready?
Yes.
Set, go.
Okay, so I say yay to kiss on the first date, and here's why. First of all, you spend all that time on a first date. You're getting to know them. It's like a boring interview process. Or you get drunk, have a one-night stand. I don't know. But this is my thing. You should definitely kiss on the first date because, one, I feel like you know if there's instant chemistry there. Like, kissing someone, and when it's a bad kisser, they could gross you out, make you want to vomit in your mouth. So why are you going to go on another date with them? But sometimes there's these sparks and fire, and you're like, you know what? Yes, I like this person. I want a second date. I
Time's
kiss
up.
You say so
no,
much.
No, no, cheater. Time is up. Okay, reset the clock.
Ready, set, go.
So I'm going to say nay, and this is why. I feel like the first date is all about the interviewing process. I get it. We all hate it. But you on that first date can see if the guy or girl has the personality you like. Is it the vibe you like? Is this person like my future, my forever, my something? I also feel like you need to make the guy or girl earn it. Don't give it to them all. I don't like that. I honestly feel like people need to work hard to get your time's love and up, affection.
Time's up.
Yeah. You try to throw affection in there like it's going to change people's minds.
No, but it's true. And I do feel like, well, you know what? Actually, we have 2 minutes right now to duke
yeah,
it
out. Ready? Go.
Okay, so this is my thing. We all saw you on your first date with Peter from The Bachelor on Total Bellas, and he went for a first kiss, but you gave him the Heisman.
Okay, well, that situation was way too soon. And by the way, a lot of people aren't my situation. I had 10 cameras pointed
okay,
at
me. Okay, wait, actually, no, shh.
No, shh. I had cameras pointed at me.
She said too soon, too soon.
Okay, bye. Anyways.
No, not bye. You said Peter, okay, bye.
No, you have to let me talk. That's no, part no, of
this
the debate.
No, this is a debate right
Don't
now.
Don't be... I'm not even going to say
I am sorry. She said too soon, so I feel okay. like nay is correct.
First of all, let me talk. I had 2 cameras point at me and 2 producers, 10 crew. That's why I have kissed them. In all honesty, I would have kissed Peter if the cameras weren't around. So Peter, yes, I would have kissed you, but I got really embarrassed. It was weird. Anyways, okay. I feel like, why wouldn't you kiss someone? What is in the harm of kissing? Do you understand that you couldn't waste? We only get 24 hours a day. And I know, like, sometimes I wish there was, like, 40 hours in a day. Why are you going to waste life going okay. on another date that could go nowhere?
So if I'm not having a good first date, you think I should just kiss someone just because I feel like I only might have only 24 hours left in my life?
No, then no. You just say bye in general.
I but just feel like my thing is, make something exciting for the second date. The first date is exciting enough to see what
yeah,
the person
that's
orders.
That's called sex.
The second date.
Not, well, I mean, it depends.
Oh, geez. My thing is the first date is to getting to know someone. Physical action will come. Hey, I'm married, and guess what? You wish you had a first kiss.
Well, guess
like,
what? My tongue is a part of my body and my mind, and that's how I could get to know someone. So for me, that's a make or break. Like, if I kiss someone and it's terrible and it's gross, I'm not going to go out with them again because I'm not going to be like, oh, they're sweet.
But you can figure that out on the second date. I think the first date is whether you like the personality, if you like the way the person eats.
You guys, a kiss will tell you everything. Chemistry, your feelings. There's so much in a kiss.
And guess what? If the guy picks up the tab, that will tell you everything too. You don't need to know about the kiss yet.
That doesn't even make sense.
Oh, really?
By the way, 2 minutes are up and I won. Dutch style? What does that mean?
That means when the guy says, I'm Dutch, it means he's going to split the check with you.
I've never heard of that in my life.
For all the listeners out there, please tell me that you've heard Dutch, right?
I've heard Dutch oven when they toot and they put the sheets over your head.
My poor sister, the only time she's ever been Dutched is underneath the sheets. I feel bad.
I'm sure everyone's had a Dutch oven before.
Wow, that got really weird.
Why does it always get weird with us? First of all, I think you've kissed a lot of first dates, so let's not forget that.
Oh, those weren't dates.
Oh my gosh, she was the worst. She kissed everyone in a bar. Anyways, on that note, everyone head to Instagram. We need you all to vote. Are you yay or nay for kissing on the first date? Team Nikki is yay. Team Brie is nay. And I know you're all going to be yays.
No, I'm pretty sure they're all going to be nay. So go vote for me on Instagram. And next up, we are going to kill the rumors about whether or not we are on the cast of Total Divas.
But first, we're going to take a quick break.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, and I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom, work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything, as long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them.
That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us. It's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because, let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi,
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Welcome back to the Bellas Podcast. So guys, listen, there are a lot of rumors out there about us. Some new, some old.
And some just plain freaking crazy. But anyways, we wanted to take some time every episode to speak directly to our fans about what's true and what is not.
That's right. And I'm going to go Brie mode on these rumors during a Kill a Rumor.
She loves to sing it.
I do like it.
But this week's rumor is whether or not Brie and I are going to be returning to Total Divas.
Jeez, I can't believe how much speculation's out there.
I agree. And Brie, I mean, are you going to kill it or am I? I mean, do we do it at the same time? We're used to that. I feel like our whole career.
I know. I kind of like the double body slam.
Okay. So we'll look at each other and we'll
I'm staring at her deep in her brown eyes right now.
Thank you. So we aren't. Oh, she tried to match my lips.
She said 1, 2. I usually think 3 comes after.
Anyways, 1, 2, 3.
We are not on Total. I thought we say we are not on Total Divas.
Well, I thought I would just say proper English. But sure, we're not on Total Divas. There you go.
Okay, awesome.
So you guys, look, I feel like we can't just say that and just kill it. We have to kind of explain ourselves. Brie and I have been with the franchise from the beginning and have literally put our hearts and souls and our lives on TV to build it into a big franchise, to help make it a success, to truly change people's minds about women wrestling and how much women in the wrestling industry do in and outside of that ring.
That's right. I mean, we filmed 8 seasons. I got engaged on Total Divas. I got married on Total Divas. It's pretty crazy, but it is true when it says you kind of grow out of something. And right. Nikki and I realized this year that, you know what, it is time to say goodbye to Total Divas and continue on with our spinoff, yes. Total Bellas.
And I don't want growing out of something to sound like a negative. You know, also for Brie and I, what people don't realize is we filmed all year long. So yeah. When other people would get breaks from the reality cameras, Brie and I would be filming a season of Bellas and then we'd go straight into Divas. And I have to say, for me, what I went through that everyone knows, and we won't talk about it, but with my breakup, like, that just showed me that when you have hard times in life and you keep filming, it's just, you know, it's really hard on someone mentally. And I kind of hit the point, and Brie was too, is like, how much more can we give? Like, is this worth it? And for us, it was like, we had to let go of one show just to keep sanity.
I agree.
Mean, right, Brie?
Well, and this is my thing is I'm a mom. And so I think about my daughter and I don't want Birdie to grow up in front of the cameras. I don't. I don't want her to think that's normal life. So when I looked at 2018, I was like, I filmed 3 seasons of reality television. I filmed season 7 of Total Divas, went into season 4 of Total Bellas, into season 8 of Total Divas. And I was like, with only 2 weeks off in between. And I thought to myself as a mother, I'm like, wait a second. Like, what am I doing? This isn't the life I want for Bird. So I had to make a decision as a mom for my daughter. And it's tough because, you know, we have fun doing it.
Right.
And you'll see us make a couple appearances here and there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just, you have to start realizing what's important to you.
You do. And I think too, what people don't realize is we have to live our lives twice. So when you when you have that bad moment in your life, you have to relive the bad. And I know for me that that was exhausting, living my life twice. You guys, we are no longer in Total Divas. We love our divas. We love the franchise. But we'll now be focusing just on Total Bellas and the Bellas podcast, as well as other things going on in our life. But I think now it is finally safe to say that this rumor is dead.
See ya, rumor. And don't you come back.
In the words of Birdie, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, you guys. It's time for Bella Brains. Which means it's time to introduce my sexy, environmentally friendly, adorable husband, Brian.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I just have to say, it's been thrilling listening to you guys talk about one night stands. I mean, I couldn't be more proud. And I'm sure my mom is listening to this, so that's great. But yeah,
at least your wife gets drunk.
Yeah, I was.
At least I don't remember them.
Yeah, I was wondering if that made it better. So yeah, for those of you who don't know, this is the hilarious weekly game show hosted by yours truly, where we ask, are Brie and Nicole smarter than fifth graders? We're about to find out. One of them is going to leave the room while I ask the other some questions, and we'll keep score to see who has the stronger Bella brain.
Dun dun. Yes, we are keeping track of who wins each week, and whoever gets to five wins first gets a bottle of Dom paid for by the loser. And guess what, everyone? So far, I'm up 1-0.
All right, don't get too excited. I beat you on the debate.
I'm not beat too
you today
excited.
On Bella Brains.
What was that?
I beat you on the debate, so now I'm going to beat
but
you Brie, on Bella
we're
Brains.
Talking about Bella Brains right now. So
I know, but I feel like my brain is really excited, and it's going to work really hard today.
Okay. All right, well, we'll see.
Yeah, I think that's enough trash talk. It wasn't very intelligent trash talk to begin with.
Was so, it like a second grader?
So it's time for Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains. All right, who's leaving the room first?
Well, Nikki went first last time, so I feel like it's only fair I go first this week.
All right, yeah, thanks. That's what I was going to do.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Well, are you ready for this week's edition of Bella Brains?
I'm never ready, but okay, I'm ready.
Okay, this week, because we're in New York City for WrestleMania... These are going to be New York City questions. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I love New York.
All right. Yeah,
I lived here for like 2 years.
Yeah, you love New York much more than I do.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. What is nicknamed the world's most famous arena, which was also the home to WrestleMania 1?
Oh, easy. Madison Square Garden.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope they're all this easy.
Nope.
Damn it.
Nope, sure aren't. All right. Who gave us, the United States, the Statue of Liberty?
So, you know, I know they're foreign because it's always like foreign gifts. The Chinese?
No.
Not the Chinese.
That is hilariously wrong. But yeah, do you have any other guesses?
Okay. So if it wasn't the Chinese, the Europeans.
Okay, that is not an individual country. Just saying all of Europe doesn't count.
But I feel like I've seen people say this was from Europe.
Yeah, people say things are from Europe, but we're asking which country gave us the Statue of Liberty?
The UK.
No.
Okay, one more guess. Who would give us a gift like that?
Do you want a hint?
Yeah.
Who helped us win our independence from Britain?
The French.
Ding, 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 ding,
yes!
Ding.
Woo! I knew I loved France.
All right. Last question. The Empire State Building was the tallest building in the world for almost 40 years. How many floors does it have?
That's a good question. I mean, I feel like 100 is like really high. And then... But then if it's the tallest in the world, you feel like it should be a number.
It was the tallest.
So something's taller, but people, something that would blow people out of the water. I'm going to go with, I'm thinking 120 floors.
No.
Higher or lower?
I can't tell you.
Am I hot or cold?
I mean, I think you're hot.
Yeah. I knew I married me. Damn it. 150.
Mm-mm. Do you want to give me a final answer? And then if you and Nicole are tied for during the first two questions, the closer person to the number of floors will win.
Fine. 170 is my final answer.
170 floors.
Yes.
That is wrong.
Damn it.
But we will use that as a tiebreaker.
Okay. But so far, I got two right and one wrong.
You got two, but the second one was with help. So if Nicole doesn't get number two, if she doesn't get it, I get to give her the same help, just so you know.
Okay, fine. I'll go get Nicole. But okay. Don't tell her, Brian, that I kind of semi-got the second. I want her to think I'm like two up. Like, okay?
I'm not going to tell her how many you got at all.
Okay, fine. I'm going to get her.
Okay. And we're going to bring Nikki back in a second, but for now, a quick break.
Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good. That's right. Each Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor. The signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything. It has been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today. Oh yeah, and you know, you're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers. The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original and not for the faint of heart. Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor. Yum. And their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub. It's just making my mouth water thinking about it. I mean, I'm always reaching for the Texas Pete. I think we put it on our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We really do.
And we actually even sneak hot sauce in our purses. So if restaurants don't have hot sauce, we put it on.
Texas Pete goes with me everywhere I go.
Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it.
Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration.
And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
When it comes to decorating my home, I like coziness. I like the boho feel. I want it to be light and airy. Pretty much when you walk into my door, I want you to feel that you are truly at home and you have that warm and fuzzy feeling. So, do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place, somewhere where we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayborhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home, no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayborhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy with fast and free shipping. They'll even help you set up what you get. I have to tell you, one thing I love about Wayfair is their rugs. And this spring, I am getting some new rugs. What I love about Wayfair is that you can literally search the color of rug you'd like, the size, the shape. They even have a diagram of how it would look in your house. Wayfair makes the shopping experience so easy, so quick. A couple little clicks, and before you know it, you have a brand new rug that is on your way to your house. Plus, shipping is pretty incredible. I don't have to wait months for a rug. When I want it, it comes pretty quickly. I love that. Thank you, Wayfair, for making it easy and affordable. So to find your own happy place in the Wayborhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or go through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair,
every style, every home.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come.
Wow, that is so cool. I feel like there's so many times I drive around and I always look and I'm like, oh my gosh, if that was just a park for kids to be at. One thing I find as a mom that is so healthy for my children mentally and physically is places for them to run around that feel safe, that have community. I also feel like it's a great place for kids to be social. So I find it absolutely incredible that Macy's is going the extra yard to really help the emotional and physical well-being of children.
Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
I'm nervous.
You should be.
Ew.
Are you ready,
Nicole? I'm ready that look, Brian. I am ready.
So this, do you know what I did this week to make things more fair? I wrote down the questions so that I would say them the exact same way to both of you.
Ooh, that's actually nice.
I know. Yeah, yeah. I also feel
because you always help Brie.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, look at it. Yeah,
right. Okay.
Okay.
Question number one. So given that we are in New York City for WrestleMania this week.
Yeah.
This is about New York City.
Ooh, I actually like that. I feel like I know New York well.
All right, perfect. What is called the world's most famous arena, which was also home to WrestleMania 1?
Madison Square Garden.
Ding, 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 ding.
You played that one too, whatever.
The easy one.
Yeah.
All right, second one. Which country gave us the Statue of Liberty?
Goodness, I feel like I have two options. I feel like I used to know it. France.
Ding, 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 ding.
Woo!
No!
Yayer! What'd you say? Egypt?
The Chinese.
You probably did say the Chinese instead of China.
I think she did say the Chinese, yeah. All right, so you both are tied at 2-2.
Oh, man.
So, the Empire State Building was the tallest building in the world for almost 40 years. How many floors does it have?
That's really tough. It's was the tallest building in the world.
Was that a statement or a question?
No, I guess it was my thought process. I keep wanting to say this one. I'm going to say this other. 82.
Okay. That is 100% wrong. But
52.
Okay.
I was gonna say 52.
That is also wrong.
60.
Okay. So you each got three guesses. So this is what I'm doing.
Okay.
Because you're tied at two apiece.
Yeah.
I thought that you might be tied at two apiece.
Yeah.
So you need to give me your final answer, and the closest person to the number of floors of the Empire State Building will win the Bella Brains.
Did Brie get France? No, she didn't get France.
No, I had a couple guesses.
She had a couple guesses.
Ugh.
France was in there.
Yeah, you guys got that last week.
Okay. I just wish I could remember what tall buildings, how many floors that is. Because I just can't think.
What's tall to you?
I mean, I'm scared of heights, so pretty much anything above the fifth floor. I'm going to say 120.
You're wrong, but you are much, much closer than Brie was.
Yes! What'd you say?
30? First off, my first guess was 120, but then I ended on 170.
You guys went in opposite directions. Like, you started going lower and lower, and then...
Well, what is it?
It's 102 floors for the Empire State Building.
No way, 102. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was...
Bam, bam, boo. I don't know what that
by
meant.
The way, I just thought it was going to be a number that would blow people away.
You're not blown away by 102 floors?
Oh, I guess that is really tall. How am I supposed to know?
Imagine 102 floors.
Built in the 1930s.
Oh, I'm never going to the Empire State Building. Well, actually, they built stuff better back then, huh?
I don't know, but All right.
Yes, I won. 2-0, Brie, in your face. Getting closer to that dom, bitch.
In the face of my wife. Just like those one night stands.
Oh my God.
Primo!
So, Nicole is the winner of this week's Bella Brains, and that brings the current score to 2-0 for Woo! Nicole.
That's right, Brie.
Vomiting.
And I'll be back next week for another edition of Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
Thank you, Brian, as always. And before we say goodbye each week, we are going to answer a question sent in by the listeners in Bella Army Q&A. So as you all know, you have to tweet your questions to @BellaTwins using hashtag Bella's podcast, and we will pick one question.
Or maybe more than one to answer each week.
Oh, that is right, Brie. And so this week's question comes from, I'm sorry if I get your guys' names wrong, @AudreyLove, something like that, right?
Audrey.
Oh.
Audrey.
Oh, that's right. Audrey, that's a really cool way you spell it. Okay. Oh, and you have our last name, Audrey Garcia. Her question. I love your podcast. I'm with Nikki on the one night stand. Sorry, Brie.
That's okay. I still loved it.
Can't wait for another episode. So my question for the next episode is, what year would you love to be in the Hall of Fame, or would you love to be in the Hall of Fame? ? P.S. I love you.
Oh, I love you too,
Audrey. Oh, we love you. Okay. So one, yes, I would one day love to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. I think that would be absolutely amazing, but I would want it, I think, in 2040.
2040?
Yeah, I want to be old when I get into Hall of Fame.
22 years now?
Yeah, I got
some. So how old would you be?
Or we none would of your be? Business.
Oh, we're twins.
I'm just kidding. You know math, right? I'd be in my 50s or 60s.
Did I just ask you a Bella Brains question?
I'd be in my 50s or 60s, and I think that's a very appropriate age to get inducted into the Hall of Fame.
And I agree with Nicole on this one. And yes, for anyone who's been a part of WWE, to be put into the WWE Hall of Fame would be a huge honor. And I always tell Nicole, I think it would be a big decision whether we have Brian induct us or Natty. Because Natty started with us.
You just said us. I have my own opinion who would I want to induct me.
Okay, well, we've had major conversations about this.
Yes, we actually have. I think it would be really cool to have a group of people. If I could spoil myself, I would want Brian. I'd want John. I would want Natty. I'd want Johnny. And then when, like, there was a really special moment about myself, I'd want you, Brie, to say something about me really nice.
Oh my gosh, I'd have to say something really nice.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And one more thing. Because of how amazingly special the Bella Army has been to us, just like what we did for the pep rally, if you guys didn't see it, but on Total Bellas, we did a Bella Army pep rally, which we're going to continue to do. I chose a Bella Army member to lead it. And how incredible did Jake do? I would love to have a few Bella Army members also be a part of my induction.
So maybe that should be our thing. The first ever, like, people to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, we have a Bella Army member do it.
Ooh,
no one's ever done that.
And then our video package, we choose the people they do the interview questions for. Because, you know, they always have WWE superstars like asking questions. So then we pick like Brian and Natty and John and all these other people to ask questions. Like,
wow, you've really thought about this.
I mean, it's the Hall of Fame. I probably already know my dress, what it'll look like in 2040. It'll be nothing because I'm sure by then we'll not be wearing clothes.
Please, I think we're going to take yours back. We'll be having like lace up to our chins.
Oh, I would totally dress like Queen Elizabeth I.
All right, you guys, that's it for today's episode. Thank you all so much for listening and hanging out with us. We're so excited to be able to do this with you every week.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget to go vote for who won today's debate on IG.
And tweet us your questions with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
Yes, and please help us stay number one on iTunes by rating us 5 stars and leaving us a sweet, beautiful review. We love you so much for it.
Yes, and as always, Special thanks to my husband, Brian.
Oh, you're the cutest,
Brian. I am.
But until next week, remember to stay fearless.
And remember that you'll always go into Brie mode if you drink along with us.
Yes. So see you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.